Islamic Revolution, Promising New Islamic Civilization. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, today is the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Iran's Islamic Revolution was, in a sense, the greatest event of the 20th century as it changed equations and balance of power throughout the world. A brief look at other revolutions in the world reveals that they were very different from the Islamic Revolution in terms of the factors creating them. That's why many thinkers and analysts were astounded before this revolution and called it a new phenomenon which cannot be classified in the common theories of revolution. This is due to the fact that thinkers shape the world outlook on the basis of material factors and are fully unaware and negligent of metaphysical factors. Iran's Islamic Revolution is a unique movement which cannot be matched even by the greatest movements in the past decades and centuries. One example for this revolution was the movement of the Prophet of Islam, who was assigned by God as the last messenger to stand against tyranny, injustice, and corruption, and build up a government on the basis of divine principles. Another example was Imam Hussein's uprising against the tyrannical regime of Yazid, who had gone to extremes in immorality and violated all Islamic and humane principles. In late 1970s, nobody would think that a revolution can emerge without partisan support, only relying on religion and popular backing in mosques. The Islamic Revolution in Iran not only was a turning point in the Islamic world, but it also seriously challenged the Western theoretical basis, as it demonstrated religion as the remedy for human problems. Since its coming to existence, the Islamic Revolution put a new horizon ahead of the Iranian nation, persuading them to march in the course of building a new civilization on the basis of Islam. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, particularly after the collapse of the socialist communist of former Soviet Union, a new wave of arguments was raised on civilization building. American thinker Francis Fukuyama spoke of the end of history and final triumph of liberal democracy over all other schools of thought. However, he rejected his theory a few years later. Samuel Huntington was another American who wrote the book Clash of Civilizations in 1993 to say that the end of the Cold War was the end of ideological clashes and the beginning of New Age. He believed that the main centers of civilizational clashes would be the Western civilization on the one hand and the Confucius and Islamic civilizations on the other hand. He, in his book, tries to caution the Western governments and politicians to hurry up, to take the upper hand in confrontation with China and Islam. He warns the Western man that if he wants to survive in the new emerging world, he should strengthen his elements of power and stand against the wave of the Confucius Islamic civilization, which is going to digest Western culture and civilization. The Islamic civilization was founded on cultural and scientific bases in the advent of Islam. It was the pioneer of every index of human culture and advancement for over seven centuries. No doubt, the human civilization and whatever mankind possesses as cultural and scientific achievements owe to the Islamic culture and civilization because even the Greek civilization had borrowed many of its achievements from the Muslim scientists and their translations. Historically speaking, the Islamic civilization can be divided in three periods. The first period was the emergence of the Islamic civilization in the 7th century AD till the fall of Baghdad by Hulagu Khan some 7 centuries later. The second period started with embracing Islam by Mongol invaders through formation of dynasties like Safavids till 18th century. The third period, however, started with the empowerment of European countries under dominance of the Islamic nations for the past 3 centuries. This period has been demonstrated mainly with looting of the riches and resources of Muslim lands and carnage of native people by European and American colonialist invaders. The third period has, in fact, been the decline of the Islamic civilization. The first period has often been considered as the climax of the Islamic civilization. During that period, Muslims had dominated over most of Asia, Africa, and parts of Europe, and similar customs, traditions, and principles were common among the nations of the three continents. All residents of these regions were linked together with the same religion and culture, and they considered themselves as the members of a single civilization. The Islamic civilization had replaced the bigotries of the previous cultures with tolerance while keeping the positive points of those cultures. Iranian historian, late Abdul-Hussein Zarinkoub, writes in his book on the Islamic civilization in the first centuries of this religion, "The civilization of Islam, which inherited the old culture of the East and the West, was neither a mere imitator of the previous cultures, nor did it just continue them. It was a combiner and a complementary. Its climax, which ended with the Mongol dominance, was the building period, building a universal and human culture, and of course, there were all different elements were present in such a dominant culture. Hebrew, Greek, Indian, Iranian, Turkish, and even Chinese. The main source of such a blend, which is called the Islamic civilization and culture, was in fact Islam, which was humane and divine, neither Eastern nor Western. The Islamic community which had inherited this great civilization was a contingent community whose center was the Quran, not Syria or Iraq." Dear listeners, the third period was the age of stagnation and indolence in which the Western colonialism dominated all Muslim lands. Yet, suddenly, the Islamic Revolution emerged in Iran as a nightmare for the colonialists. The Islamic Revolution revived the cause of the new Islamic civilization to the chagrin of the big powers and oppressors. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says on the capacities of the Iranian nation to revive the Islamic civilization, This nation possesses abilities in all these aspects that if it tries and decides, it will reach. This Iran cannot remain as the Iran of the Qajarid and Pahlavi eras. This Iran is the Iran of the Islamic era. We should be able to stand on the summit of the human civilization. However, the leader reiterates that the gaining of this great achievement is difficult because the advocates of the material civilization are the profiteers of the status quo and will not easily abandon their positions. Ayatollah Khamenei continues, "Human being needs scientific progress and successive discoveries. As he is busy with these discoveries and gains amazing progresses, he needs successive discoveries. Well, however, the Islamic system is the system which wants to return spirituality. This missing element of the human civilization and life to human life. This is an easy thing to say, but in practice, it is a hard thing and it has very bullying opponents. All those whose benefits are linked with waging wars are opposed to this. All those who gain money through spread of sex are opposed to this. All those who want to hold the sources of vital riches of nations are opposed to this. All those whose main goal is seeking of power in the minor and major world governments are opposed to this. I mean that it has bullying opponents."